So it gives me great pleasure to introduce our next speaker, Dr. Johan Brodeur. Dr. Brodeur is the head of music therapy department at Victoria Conservatory of Music, as well as head of children's music department. She holds doctorates in health sciences, music, and music therapy. She has worked as a clinician specializing in pediatric music therapy for over 30 years and served as the president for the Canadian Association for Music Therapy for 6 years. Dr. Brodeur has lectured internationally, is a published author, and has served on the board of directors for several regional, national, as well as international music therapy, and health associations. She is the recipient of the two most prestigious Canadian Music Therapy Awards, the Franny Award and the Norma Sharp Award. Her talk this evening is entitled, Listening with Your Eyes. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Brodeur.
Okay, so while Dr. Ayashi is trying to figure it out how to connect me, thank you. I just love your talk because I always dream of living to at least 104, maybe 106 would be nice. I exercise diligently, I eat raw food, you know, I'm so in shape for my age. But the most important thing is that I play music about 8 hours a day. So I think that, and I'm very happy, always happy. So it's just loading right now, and perfect, you are a genius.
Play the piccolo.
Yes, you play the piccolo, so anytime. Thank you so much. Okay, so tonight what I would like to do is to really take you on a journey, to give you a glimpse of the clinical aspect of music therapy. So we'll start with, what if you could listen with your eyes, play with your toes, or compose by transforming movements into sounds? The Music Therapy Department at the Victoria Conservatory of Music sees over 1,800 music therapy participants every week. All the music therapists are accredited and they work in their own field of expertise, such as mental or physical challenges, autism spectrum disorders, sensory impairments, learning difficulties, brain injuries, conduct and behavioral disorders, strokes, Alzheimer's, dementia, palliative care, and recovery of mental health. The youngest participants we ever had, okay, guess in your head how young that person was 2 days old in perinatal care. The oldest one was a lady at Mount St. Mary Hospital. She was 107 years old. The therapy sessions can be 30, 45, or 60 minutes. They can be held in private or in groups. They can be held at the conservatory or in the community. So I will take you on this little journey, and we're gonna start with children. So let's start with children with mental challenges. So for the children with mental challenges, what we do is that we design some activities. We decide on goals, first of all, and in the domains of auditory, visual, motor, language, social, communication, attention, and so on and so on. And then we match them with some musical activities, such as, you know, playing instruments, playing musical games, singing, dancing. And what happened is that the children are using their whole brain to make the connections through the musical elements to learn those skills. It reinforced the learning, and then they reached their goals. Children with autism spectrum. See, I have to tell you, this is almost past my bedtime. I get up really early and I go to bed around, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. So I'm just about ready to go to sleep right now. So children on the autism spectrum disorders, they have different strengths and different challenges. And one of the main challenges that they have is communication. But I will tell you a funny story before I talk to improvisation. I had an intern last year, and she was leading a session for a little guy with a spectrum disorder. And I told her, I said, you have to be very careful. And I said, less word is best. So the intern started to lead the session, and she went on and on and on, and she was talking, and I was just like shaking my head inside, thinking, I don't think she gets it. No, I don't think she gets it. And then this little guy went really close to her, really close to her head, and on the left side of her head, he went like this. So this is her head, and he went like this. And then she was, what is he doing that for? What is he doing that for? And I couldn't help but smile inside, because I said, he's trying to turn you off. So that was pretty funny, actually. So one of the musical activities that we do that is really important in music therapy, but not only for children on the spectrum disorders, is improvisation. And improvisation comes from the Latin words, and it means something which has never been seen, or in our case, heard before. To improvise is to be two or more people in a room playing some music that is composed in the moment. And in music therapy, it means that one person has musical training and the rest do not have any musical training. So you have to make sense of the improvisation. You have to make a connection musically. And it's very difficult when you have a child who's just banging on the drum as hard as he can, fast, or just hitting all the keys. So our role is actually to make sense musically and to support them, you know, to interject with some chords, or just to leave the silence go through, or to echo some rhythm that they have, or to echo some melodies. So one part that's really important, I have to, you know, be with Brian here and with Lee, is that there's a specific region of the brain that's activated during improvisation, and it's the medial prefrontal cortex. And it activates this area of the brain, which increases the self-expression, individuality, as well as sentence forming. And you can see clearly that by improvising, you can actually help the children to communicate. Children with complex health challenges have different needs. Music therapy will help them to go through procedures, will help them to be children again for a few moments every day, would help them to decrease isolation, diminish the pain, and will help them to support them to get better or in their passing. So I will play you this video.
My name is Savannah, and this is our daughter Annika, who just turned 5 last week actually, and it's been a very emotional time for us as this sort of marks the anniversary of her her birth and big heart surgery. Annika has cerebral palsy with congenital heart disease. And when she was born at 32 weeks, she was wonderful and perfectly fine. And just 2 weeks after her birth, she developed coarctation, which is a quite very severe heart condition. And she had to be rushed into BC's Children's Hospital and had to undergo a very difficult heart surgery when she was only a pound and a half. She was very, very small, had very little reserve. And after the surgery, all her organs failed and she was actually dying.
What I do with Annika is that I used to put her on the piano, lie down on the piano so she can feel all the vibration. She's also visually impaired. And you can see Annika right now. Now this is what she is on top of the piano. Annika passed away 5 days before her 6th birthday. Youth, similar ideas, improvisation, structure sessions, the instruments gets a little bit bigger, electric guitar, larger drums, the music get a little bit more complex, there's more musical genres emerging. So let me tell you about our multisensory studio. We have this beautiful studio in the middle of the conservatory. Nobody quite knows what to do with this room, because when I open the door, they go, what is this? Because it's not a music studio. There's no piano in there. There's no chair for the guitarist to practice. There's fiber optics. There's a recliner, also Metron chairs with some speakers inside the chair. It reclines in the same position as the astronauts at takeoff, so there's no pressure on your spine. There's a bubble tower. There's a planetarium. It's a very dark room. We call this our quiet room. And I have seen participants going in this room just driven with anxiety and with pain, and coming out, they have shed their pain and shed their anxiety. So it's a very, very important room for us to use. Moving on with adult, same idea, and I will play you a small clip of Alan Slade playing with Corrine, one of his participants. And I want you to notice the incredible relationship that they have, the incredible trust that they have for one another, the incredible conspiracy that they have, immense respect for one another, and immense pride as well. Share this with Corrine. There's another story emerging at the conservatory, and it's the story of trapped giftedness. Sometimes we have some participants who come to us and they have complex health challenges. The first one I would like to introduce to you is Ari Kinarthy. And Ari will actually introduce himself, but I just want to point out this little red thing in the middle of the screen. This is part of the sound beam. And the sound beam is an instrument that transform movements into sounds through ultrasonic rays. Now the sound beam will be in the lobby after this event, so you can try it. So what it means is that you can play any instruments with any part of your body that moves. I have a young lady on Tuesday morning, and she's visually impaired, and she's in a chair. There's not too much of her body who moves, except her eyes. And because the brain is processing the music during the sessions, her eyes open up, and she's searching for the sound, so her eyes are always moving. So when I started to work with the sound beam with Cheryl, I actually used the sound beam with her eyes. And I would say, Cheryl, play with your eyes, honey, play with your eyes. And she would. And she would just open her eyes and start to move. And she was just so proud to be able to play any instruments she wanted to play with her eyes. So please stop by and, you know, go and try the sound beam. Ari also entered the International Sunbeam Competition in the UK a few years ago, and he won first prize for his composition called Pain Emotion.
Ari Kinarthy is preparing to perform.
My favorite genres are jazz, rock, and orchestral.
The 22-year-old started composing music 6 years ago.
When I think of some of the first experiments we did of remixing sort of pop tunes to full-on originals now, it's pretty amazing how far we've come.
A rare evolution for a songwriter living with spinal muscular atrophy.
It's a genetic disability that's progressive over time, and weakens all the muscles in the body.
That's not stopping him from performing his own material.
Now I can actually play any instrument I want.
So Arias have CDs for sale. You can go on the on his website and look for his CDs. All the music you heard was composed by Arias as well. So the next person I want to introduce you is Sky Mundell. Sky is hearing impaired, visually impaired, has a brain injury and cerebral palsy. Sky started music therapy with me when he was 2 years old, and his parents were holding him, and I asked permission to hold him, and they passed me this little blonde kid who was crying, and I hold him tight, and I went to the piano, and I hold him with one hand, and I rocked, and I played, and Sky cried. The next month, the next 6 months, almost for a year, they passed me Sky, I hold him tight to me, I rocked, I played a piano, and Sky cried. And I keep saying to the parents, it's working. And I think they have doubt for a few moments that it was actually working. And it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time. So Sky eventually took music therapy for many years and then took piano lessons. He grew up at the conservatory with us. And then he took some jazz lessons with George Ezias. And I will tell you why. After he actually detached from my chest, he went to play on the big drum. And that was just beautiful. He had such a good rhythmic sense. And at one point, I was playing a melody on the piano, and he approached the piano. And this is a child who has never played a piano and who is visually impaired. And I just put the pedal down and just let the sound float in the air. And this little guy came and was searching for the first note of the same melody I was playing. And when he found it, a few octaves higher, he started to play the same melody that I had played, and he was 3 years old. So it was remarkable. So Sky ended up learning jazz with George Ezias, one of the faculty members of the conservatory. And eventually Sky entered the Vancouver Island Got Talent competition, and he won first prize and ended up playing in Las Vegas. So. A long way from crying in my arm almost 20 years ago. The next person does not require any introduction. I didn't have any good clip for brain injury, but something that you may or may not know is that Senator Gabby Gifford's recovery was partly due to music therapy.
Can you try and tell Mark? I love you.
1 month after the shooting, Gabby Giffords was in the hospital in Houston, settling in for the long haul.
You're gonna do this. You ready? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Remember, at this point, she couldn't say the word light. Suddenly, there she was, singing that word and a whole lot more.
Nothing activates the brain so extensively as music, and it's really only been in the last 5 years that brain imagery, which showed it had been possible to create a new language area in the right hemisphere, and that blew my mind.
It's remarkable. Elders and seniors, this is for you, Scott. palliative care. We have a specialist in palliative care here, Kirsten. We have other therapists working also palliative care. I do palliative care for children. dementia, Alzheimer's. So there's a very compelling story emerging at Luther Court right now, where Marie Slade is trying to diminish the use of antipsychotic drugs by replacing it with iPods and music. So she creates different playlists for each patient, playlists that are really speaking meaningful association to each patient. So the aggressive behavior is really almost non-existent after a while. The anxiety is lessened, and you can see that this patient here is actually so grateful to Marie, and so is the son, because suddenly he's connecting with his dad, and he's connecting really in the moment. And this is what happens with dementia. You have to really, really take, just cherish every moment. So music therapy would decrease agitation, sense of loss, anxiety, inappropriate behavior, and it would increase cooperation, interactions, sleep patterns, and the sense of identity. So what if you could listen with your eyes like Cheryl? Play with your toes. No rules in music therapy.